In just a second, we'll be talking with Serena Marks from the University of Glasgow. She's working on cider and why it might be good for you. But speaking of apples and food in general, Ben and Dave have recently been microwaving bread, jamming a jar full of rice, and this week they're going to be using magnets instead of milk to look for something special in your breakfast cereal. Hi, Ben.
Hello, thank you. Welcome to Kitchen Science. I'm here at St Mary's School in St Neots, and I'm with Blake and I'm with Charlie.
Hello.
Do you two like science at school, then?
Yes, because you get to try experiments and it's fun when you try them.
So do you like finding out about the world?
Yeah.
Now, I'm also, of course, with Dave Ansell.
Hi there.
And Dave seems to be having his breakfast. Why have you got some cornflakes, Dave? It's a Sunday evening.
We're going to be having a look at what's inside cornflakes.
OK, so what do you think might be inside your cornflakes?
Wheat, and that's probably it.
OK then, Dave, cornflakes. What's going on?
So all you need for this experiment is some cereal, which is fortified in iron, a magnet, and something to crush up that cereal in.
So like a pestle and mortar?
We've got pestle and mortar. You can do it with a bowl and a spoon, anything like that. So, Blake, what I'd like you to do is take some of those cornflakes and put them in the pestle and mortar, and then, Charlie, I want you to crush them up.
So Blake's now opening this bag of cornflakes, and there's only about a sort of usual breakfast bowl of cornflakes. Do you eat cornflakes for breakfast?
Sometimes, but my favourite thing I eat is Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops, OK. Can you get Cocoa Pops that are fortified with iron, Dave?
I think they probably are, yeah.
So you could use Cocoa Pops if you wanted to try this at home. Any breakfast cereal that's fortified with iron, it should say that on the box somewhere. So now we have a good pestle and mortar full of cornflakes there. And Charlie's got the pestle and he's going to crush them up.
You want to really crush them up into fine powder.
So, Dave, what are we going to do once we have our cornflake powder?
So when we've got the cornflake powder, all we're going to do is take a magnet. You want not one of those flexible fridge magnets, you want a solid magnet. The solid ones out of a fridge magnet will probably work. And then stir it through all the dust and see what happens.
So then, what do you think is going to happen when you put magnets in your breakfast cereal? We will be back at St Mary's School with Charlie and with Blake very soon. So good luck and get calling.
Sounds like fun. Thank you very much to Ben and Dave, who are out there at St Mary's at St Neots, crunching up their breakfast cereal. If you want to have a go, just get your cornflakes, smash them all up, and once you've got a nice, tiny sort of dusting of cornflakes, get your magnet, dip it in. What do you see when you play around with it like that? Talking of kitchen science, got an email here from Steve Rice, who said he attempted our magnifying glass and window experiment the other day, and now he has a something large black mark on his wall and a wife who's nagging him to get the emulsion out of the garage. Thanks a lot, Sir Steve Rice, who's in Kettering. So thank you very much for that. And if you want to have a go at any science questions, Dr. Chris, Dr. Phil are here to answer your questions. Got a few people who have had a go at the teaser so far. We want to know, on a warm summer's day like today, how much water will a 50-foot oak or maple tree drink every hour? Phil?
We've got a couple of answers in here. So from Tony in Westcliff, he thinks about 40 gallons. Rowena in Malden of Essex thinks about 30 gallons.